Blog Talk Radio. Believe not. I have read to you Jude chapter 3:4-5. And that's it to chapter 5. Read it again for yourselves, because there are men or women, there are people who have come into the church are not following what God has told us to do. We remember the Ten Commandments. If you don't remember, I will read them to you again. You know, you're not supposed to put any God before God. I don't care what the United States of America Supreme Court has said about same-sex marriages. Our Father tells us in the Bible that, I think it's in Leviticus maybe 18 and verse 19, somewhere around there. You read it for yourself. You're not to sleep with the same sex. Tells you specifically, men are not to sleep with men as a woman. And a woman is not to sleep with animals or anything like that. So I encourage you all to read Leviticus before I get to it. I am in the book of Genesis right now, and I'm going to pick up where I left off last week, Genesis chapter 43, verse 31. But I want to tell you who I am first, with some other things. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Tuesday, everyone. I want you all to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You'll find that in Exodus 20, verse 8. Again, I want you to read that for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, although I started to get the other Bible I have. It's called the New King James Version. And I think that it makes it, what I'm going to read to you, makes it more simple or plain. Nonetheless, reading to you from the King James Version, not the New King James, but the Old King James Version. And that's where my mind leads me to do. I want you, see, to have your three P's handy. Those are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to jot down any reference of scripture that I may give to you. And I want you to know other things that I have read to you, like in Genesis chapter 39, where I forget in the Bible, the Lord, our Father, tells us to study to show yourself approved. And that is what I'm trying to do. So I went back to like Genesis chapter 39, where it says about that Hebrew. And I want to know, well, who is a Hebrew? That is Joseph's son. If Joseph's son, in chapter 39, verses 14, is a Hebrew, then that makes Joseph what? You're right. It makes Joseph a Hebrew. It reminds me of the time when I was looking at public television, and this Egyptian guy on was named Nasser, I believe. And one of the reasons why he disagreed with those people being over in Israel, he knew that those people that was first in Israel were black people. That's what he said. And so I looked up Hebrew, the word Hebrew. I'm trying this to show myself approved unto our Father. I have been led to believe that Jacob was white, but he wasn't. He was a Hebrew, which means he was a black man. So remember, God made our people out of the ground. I have yet to see some white ground. I have been asking people, at least two or three people that I know who have master's degrees, where can I find white ground? And they are telling me where you'll find this white sand. I'm saying to you, I said ground. I did not say sand. Show me in the Bible where I can find white ground. They have not. Nonetheless, it says here that she called unto the men of her house and spake to them, saying, see, he has brought in Hebrew unto us to mock us. So she is talking about Joseph. And he came into the house to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. Well, she was lying. I'm so thankful that God has given me the ability to not discern, to able to figure out who's telling the truth. And if you read on, it will say in verse 17, and she spake unto them according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came unto me to mock me. Well, you know she is lying right there. But you learn that Joseph was a Hebrew and he was black. And he was not white, as I have been believed to, I have been led all these years, 60 plus years, that Joseph was a white man. This is a story about a black man. I'm learning that, and I'll tell you that. Now, she, I want to know, I want to tell you that Joseph had 12 tribes, 12 sons, wives, slaves. They were his concubines. Nonetheless, I want you to know that we are the children of Judah. And Judah is one of the 12 tribes. If Judah is us black African Americans, we are not African Americans. We are called African Americans, but we are really the tribe of Judah. There is no other nation of people who has gone through the hell that we black people have gone through in the world. And it talks about this in Deuteronomy chapter 68:28. Jot that down and read it for yourself. It tells you that we were bond women and men, and no one would buy us. We couldn't buy ourselves. Nonetheless, that is us. You ask those people who are over there in Israel now, they are not really Jews. In Daniel, book of Revelation 2 and 9, and Revelation 3 and 9, they say that those people are not Jews, but they are children of Satan. Remember that. You are black children, and I tell you to read Ezra. You're the best. You are the best at singing, dancing, boxing, anything, football. You are the best. We are the best. Understand it and wake up. Your preachers have not been telling you what I'm telling you. Some preachers may have. But the tribe of Judah is the black American. Benjamin is the West Indian Americans. Levi, the Haitian. Ephraim, they are the Puerto Ricans. Manasseh, those are the Cubans. Simeons, the Dominicans. Zebulun, They are the Guatemalans and to Panamania, or the Mayan Indian, Gas, the Native American Indian, Reuben, the Seminole Indians, Asher, Colombia, or Uruguay, Aztec, Issachar. They are the Mexicans. Asher is also the Incas. That's what I meant to say. And Neftali, they are Argentinians as well as Chileans. Remember, Joseph was a black man, and I noticed maybe 3 weeks ago, this white person gets on television and names the 12 tribes. He say they are white nations. The Bible will tell you, Revelations 12 and 9, what does it say? Look it up. It will tell you that the earth was full of lies. And it's continuing. They are continuing to lie to us. That's just like I have been led to believe that Joseph was a black man, but in reality, he was not. He was black. Just like Solomon says in the Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5, he says that he is black and comely. He tells that to the women of Jerusalem. That means he is black and nice looking. And he was, just like some of these black men are today. They are nice looking. Let me start, go to where I left off last week in Genesis 31. I have already read to you chapter 40 of Genesis. You know about how Pharaoh got angry with two of his officers, the butler and the baker, and you know what happened to them. I told you. And let me finish up 43 today and go into 44, chapter 44, and hopefully finish up 44 as well as chapter 45. Verse 31. And he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, set on bread, and they set on for him by himself and for them by themselves and for the Egyptians which did eat with him by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews, for that he is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Now that word abomination means is disgrace or a disgust to the Egyptians. And they set before him the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his birth. And the men marveled one at another. And he looked, and he took and set messes, that is portions, that means portions, unto them before him. But Benjamin's mess was five times so much as any of theirs, and they drank and were merry. That means they were happy together. That's what that means. And that ends the reading of chapter 43. Now, see, let us go into the book of Genesis, chapter 44. You know that we only have a few chapters left. I'm trying to get through all of this, read as much of it as I can to you, and I want you to understand as much as you can, especially those who are listening, like from the call that I had in Virginia where you may have been misled by your white preachers too, to think that Joseph was right, but he is not. They said in verse 39, as I have read to you, that he was a Hebrew. And what is a Hebrew? A Hebrew, they tried to get rid of us. Read Psalms, I think it's Psalms 83, verses 3 through all of it. Read the whole chapter. Well, they tried to get rid of them, us, the Hebrews, and but they did not. Maybe that's why God spoke to me and told them to feed my sheep, even though some of the things in this Bible incorrect. Maybe he thought that I would discern that which is wrong and try to inform you what it is that I believe to be correct. Now, let's go into Genesis chapter 44, verse 1, and I will read. And he commanded here means instructed the stewards of his house, saying, fill the man's sack with food as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his mouth, in his sack's mouth. In verse 2, and put my silver cup in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn, and his corn money. And he did according to the words of Joseph had spoken, that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their donkeys. Last week I told you, instead of saying the word asses, I'm going to try to say the word donkeys from now on, because that's what asses mean. And when they were gone out of the city and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, up, follow after the men, and when thou dost overtake them, say unto them, wherefore have you rewarded evil for good? Is not this it in which my Lord drinketh, and whereby indeed he divineth? Yea, ye have done evil in so doing. And he overtook them and spake unto them these same words. And they said unto him, wherefore said my Lord these words? God forbid that thy servant should do according to this thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sack's mouth and brought again unto thee of the land of Canaan, how then should we steal out of the Lord's house silver or gold? With whom of thy servants it be found, let it both let him die, and we also will be thy Lord's bondsmen. That means slave. And he said, now also let it be according to your words. He with whom it is found shall be my servant, and you shall be blameless. Then they speedily took down every man's sack ground and opened every man's sack and searched it, and began at the eldest and left at the youngest. The cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they rent, that means tore, rent means tore, their clothes, and laden, here means loaded, every man's donkey and returned to the city. And Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, and he was fell before him on the ground. And Joseph said unto them, "What deed is this that you have done? Want you not that such a man as I, certainly divine or that's divine, I did not, I can't read my writing here. I looked the word up, God knew what it meant. And Joseph said, "What shall we say unto my Lord? And we speak, and we shall speak. Or how shall we clear ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of thy servants. Behold, we are my Lord's servants, both we and he also with whom the cup is found." And he said, "God forbid that I should do so, but every man in whose hand is found, he shall be my servant. And as for you, get you up in peace unto your father." Then Judah came near to him and said, "O my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my Lord's ears, and let not thine anger burn against thy servant. Then thou within you are even as Pharaoh. My Lord asked his servant, saying, Have you a father or a brother? And we said unto the Lord, We have a father, an old man, and a child in his old age, a little one. His brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him." Verse 21, "And thou saidest unto thy servants, Bring him down unto me, that I may set mine eyes upon him. And we said unto my servant, The lad cannot." Let me read verse 22 again for your hearing. It says, "And we said unto my Lord, The lad cannot leave his father, for he should leave his father, his father would die, and should say it unto thy servant, Except your youngest brother come down with you, ye shall not see my face no more. And it began to pass when we came down unto thy servant, my father, we told him the words of my Lord. And our father said, Go again and buy us a little food. And we said, We cannot go down if our youngest brother be not with us. Then will ye go down? For we may not be the men, for we may not see the man's face except our youngest brother be with us. And thy servant," verse 27, I'll read it again. "And thy servant, my father, said unto us, Ye know that my wife bare me two sons, and the one went down from me. And I said, Surely he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. And if ye take this also from me, and mischief befalls him, ye shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. Now, therefore, when I came to thy servants of my father, and the lad be not with us. Let me read verse 30 again, where it will make sense, because it's not making sense. Now, I'm going to read verse 30 again. Now, therefore, when I came to thy servants, my father, and thy lad be not with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, it shall come to pass when he sees that the lad is not with us, he will die. And thy servants shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servants, our father, in sorrow to the grave. For thy servant became for surety to the lad unto my father, saying, if I bring him not unto thee, then I will bear the blame to my father forever. Therefore, I pray thee, let thy servant abide. That means to remain or stay instead of the lad, a bondsman. That means a slave to my Lord. And let the lad go up with his brethren. For how shall I go up to my father, and the lad be not with me? Lest peradventure, that means perhaps, I see that shall come upon my father. Now, that ends the reading of chapter 43, or it's 44, I meant to say. So, you know what it means, that they went to Egypt to buy a little food. And at first, Joseph did not want to send his youngest son because he had lost his other son, his brother, thinking that he had been torn to pieces. But nonetheless, Joseph was his youngest son, standing before, not his youngest son, but his second to the youngest son, that I understand. He had not gone, not been torn to pieces, but he has been sold. He had been put in the Egyptian prison. But when Joseph told the Pharaoh what his dream had meant, he made him second in command in Egypt, and he was no longer a slave. And remember, when Joseph used to have all these dreams, he had the coat of many colors. He would tell his brothers and his father about how they would have to bow down to him. And so in this chapter, you are seeing that Judah has brought himself and bowed down to him in exchange for the lad to go back to his father and not be made a bondsman, because this silver cup had been found in his sack. So understand verse 44. Now, let's start reading all of it, and I'm going to read as much of it as I possibly can and come back to you this Friday at 5 o'clock to read the rest of the story to you. Then, chapter 45, verse 1. Then Joseph could not remain or refrain himself before all them and stood all them that stood by him, and he cried, caused every man to go out from me, and there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. He's making himself known. and he wept aloud, and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doeth not my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near unto me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold unto Egypt. Now therefore, he grieved, verse 5, now therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves, for ye sold me hither. You sold me to hither me this place. For God has sent me before you to preserve life, that is to save life. For these 2 years have famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years. Excuse me, I'm going to read verse 6 again in your hearing, hoping you will understand. For these 2 years have been, I'll start verse 6 again. For these 2 years have the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. That is, earing, that means plowing and harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve generation in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither to this place, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh and God of his house, and ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Has ye haste you and go up to my father and say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God has made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down here, tarry not. That means delay not, or do not be slow, but to come hurry thee. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And he will nourish, and there will I nourish you. For yet there are 5 years of famine, least thou and thy household and all that you have come to poverty, that's come to nothing, or have nothing, or be poor. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my father, my brother Benjamin, that is my mouth. Let me read verse 12 again. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And he shall fall, and he shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that you have seen, and you shall haste. That means to go carry up and bring down my father hither. That means to this place. and he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck, and he kissed all his brethren and wept unto them and unto his brethren. And after that, his brethren talked with him, and the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come, and it pleased Pharaoh well and his servant. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say unto your brethren, this do you. Haste, that means to load your beast and go unto the land of Canaan, and take your father and your household, and come unto me, and I will give you good land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded that this do you. Take wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come, and regard not your stuff for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And his brethren of Egypt did go, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way to all of them, that he gave each man changes of raiment. That means clothes. I'm going to stop here at verse 22 and say a closing prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for being our protector from the evil one. Father, I forgot to say our prayer when starting out this morning prayer. Our prayer is always for your protection from natural disasters as well as from chemical disasters, and protecting us as we flee from the evil one. I hope you should learn something today, that we are Hebrews and we are not as the white man has called. We are the Hebrews, and that in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68, tells you that you were slaves brought over in a ship. Who else has done that? That has happened to on this earth? None of us. But we came to America in ship in July 1619, if I remember correctly from my history class many years ago. Remember, God loves you, and I love you too. Be back with me for next week. Even you laugh at me at the end of my program. You laugh on. You are a disgrace to me.
Father,
help your children unto the people,
and don't let them fall
by the side
of the road.
And that's what I'm doing. He told me to fear not, for I am with you, because I'm there.
To love one another,
but I'm here less now,
that heaven might find,
because I remember.
Obey in their hearts, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
No, he won't.
And I know.
do.
We've got to walk on.
Somebody can sing it.
Walk
like
on
you.
Through temptation.
Nobody has to worry like you.
And his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth. And his word will be our salvation.
Our salvation.
Lift up our hearts.